VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What are 5 ways a fixed mindset limits you in sales? Hi, and thank you for joining Sales is Easy podcast. This is Alan Meyer, your host. And before we dive into this topic, allow me to introduce this podcast. It's all about simplifying and demystifying sales process for salespeople out there who are struggling to reach their goals and ultimately, of course, fulfill their quotas and do the job properly. And many people end up in sales by accident, so this podcast is also for you. My name is Alan Meyer. I'm 30 years now in sales, working in Europe and North America, running teams and managing sales guys. And most important thing is every podcast and every training I deliver there are fully practical. So it's done for salespeople, by salespeople. And I was lucky to deliver my trainings globally on all 6 continents in 42 different countries. And what I learned from all of this is that many salespeople are still struggling with difference between fixed mindset and growth mindset. So let's dive into today's topic, how fixed mindset can limit your success in sales. I like to quote the psychologist Carol Dweck because she became widely known as a result of her work in outlining, understanding the growth mindset and the fixed mindset in general. And her work has aimed to explain the impact both mindsets can have on the individuals who possess them, as well as the individuals who consistently engage with those who possess either mindset. So people, salespeople with a growth mindset, they tend to take more risks, they embrace feedbacks from others, and actually they value the process over the end result, as they understand that critical learning and development typically takes place during the process. And meanwhile, those salespeople with a fixed mindset, they tend to stray away from risks, they perceive feedback from others as really a negative thing, and they place more significance on the final product as opposed to the process. So why does any of this matter? You may be asking yourself right now. Simply, it matters because the type of mindset you carry significantly shapes the potential you will reach within your sales career and, of course, in life in general. While there are various negative impacts a fixed mindset can have, this podcast tries to outline 5 specific limitations of a fixed mindset. So let's dive in. First one is low self-esteem and even, you know what's coming out of that? Depression. And the research of Carol Dweck and her colleagues through several studies uncovered the link between fixed mindset and person's likelihood to have a low self-esteem or depression. And the series of studies uncovered that the more fixed the mindset of a person is, the more likely they were to remember negative events. And it was this memory of negative events that led to an increase in helplessness, which made way for increased reports of depression. And the growth mindset associated with various positive outcomes like a competence, a learning, a vitality, adjustment, etc., etc., etc. This just shows that there is a link between mindsets and goal settings. And these studies show that those with fixed mindset establish validation goals that focus on being acknowledged by others for being good. In sales, that means I want to be number one, so everybody is envy of me, or everybody wants to be me, so it's all about that. Well, you know, guess what? There is a group of people with a growth mindset who tend to establish growth goals, which focus on trying to learn and make progress and try to learn how to handle some situations that are coming regularly their way. So people with validation goals, salespeople with validation goals, they become more depressed the less they participated in problem solving in response to negative circumstances as a result of their fixed mindset. So during the pandemic, salespeople with fixed mindset, they struggle with it because they don't see their colleagues on a regular basis. They don't get validation from their colleagues. They don't get validation from customers. They need to do it virtually via Zoom or WebEx. Much harder, much more difficult. But the opposite was seen in those with a growth mindset and subsequently growth goals. They lean towards more problem solving. They show more empathy towards the customers. For example, they ask more often. So asking customers like, how are you coping this week? How this pandemic had influenced on your project, on your day-to-day task, on your team? Or maybe even a little more personal question. If you have a decent relationship with the other side, you know, are you handling your little ones at home? How they're handling it? How are you handling everything that comes your way? So it shows that you try to do the problem solving, and especially with negative circumstances, and pandemic, it's a big negative circumstance, which reduced actually, in this case, instances of depression. So there is a correlation between growth mindset with positive outcomes. And saying that salespeople who have this fixed mindset, they are struggling with anything that doesn't really confirms that they are the validation. They're struggling with anything that doesn't give them validation, and especially instant gratification. Next point is how fixed mindset limits you in sales is inability to cope with change. Change often comes with risks that those with fixed mindset, they seek to avoid. And salespeople possessing a fixed mindset, they see risks, and by default, that's a change, is very uncomfortable. An opportunity to expose a potential weakness. It's gonna, you know, imposter syndrome. The managers or the customers will finally realize they're not perfect, right? So research should suggest that college students with fixed mindset have a tendency to respond to change and challenges with a helpless response, which leads to decreased self-esteem. And salespeople with fixed mindset, they are lost. During the pandemic, first few months of pandemic, they were literally lost because things change, rules of behavior change, market change, communication with customers change, and they were struggling, heavy problems on the adaptability. And people with fixed mindset have really had negative outcomes when it comes to being adaptive and flexible. And for salespeople, especially in a more complex environment, if you're not flexible enough, guess what's going to happen? You're going to struggle because you're dealing with a changing environment, with fluid situations, and it's hard to stay rigid and expect that customers will follow you. Third way how fixed mindset limits you in sales is complacency and mediocrity. And one of the staples of a fixed mindset is the failure to take advantage of new opportunities to learn and grow. And fixed mindset salespeople, they will not attend, they will not initiate the attempt to go to the sales training, or they will not buy 3 or 5 books about sales or go through podcasts like this without somebody motivating, pushing them. Actually, I've been in a sales training as a trainer where salespeople refuse to participate simply because it was not their idea and the managers pushed them to be in the training and they didn't want to be there. And I said to them, you know, feel free to leave because, you know, this is for people who are really willing to learn some new strategies, new way to handle objections or to actually develop resilience or emotional intelligence, to communicate better with customers, whatever topic it is. So those with fixed mindset, they tend to obtain a set amount of knowledge or skills in their particular area in sales, and then seek opportunity. Then they are not searching for other opportunities to continually improve those areas. So they embrace the idea that no further improvement is needed, and that's about it, right? I know everything about sales. Good for you, but your knowledge is from 1989, and we are now in 2022. So how would you feel if your doctor, you come to your doctor's office and you look around and his last certificate is from 1973, right? Yeah, body doesn't change. No, but technology change and approach to healing, approach to preventive medicine change, etc., etc., etc. I'm not going into that. But just think about it. Mediocrity, fixed mindset, you know, no further improvement is needed. That's about it. Next way how fixed mindset limits you in sales is decreased self-awareness. And salespeople who possess a fixed mindset, they do not value feedback from anybody in this world. Colleagues, customers, prospects, bosses, nobody. Rather than viewing feedback as an asset that can be used for improvement and growth, criticism is taken as a personal attack. And of course, what they do with it? Disregard it. Right? It's a personal attack. How dare you tell me I'm not perfect? How dare you comment on my approach? How dare? I mean, they will not say it, but they will feel it and think it and even show it to you. Right? Because simply they feel like they know everything about everything. And without the feedback and observation of others, including your colleagues and including your customers. I had customers telling me, Alan, next time you should lead with this, right? Don't wait 30, 40 minutes to show us the most important thing for us, right? So, then I change it. Then I switch my presentation. Point number one, boom, in your face, right? So you learn from your customers, but it was a constructive criticism, and from your bosses, and from your managers, from your colleagues. And if you don't get any feedback, if people are afraid to say something to you, it becomes increasingly difficult to work with you, and you will be blind spotted. You will not be aware of areas of your personal weakness or areas of improvement that you need to do. Yes, we need to improve on a regular basis. I'm asking salespeople in my training sessions, do you believe, can you be better in your job? And sometimes I hear meek yes, sometimes louder, but it's all about believing I can improve. Comparing to me last year or 2 years ago, I am better today. I know more, I'm more experienced, I'm more educated, I'm more capable, I'm more resilient. So that's the message here. So if you don't want to learn, if you feel like you know, nobody can tell you anything, if any criticism is a personal attack, well, guess what? I can only say good luck. And that brings us to the fifth way, stagnation. Right? Stagnation can limit you in sales big time. Because if you have an attitude of complacency and decreased self-awareness, your natural progression does not exist. It's a stagnation. Right? So those with fixed mindset, they avoid risks as a means of preserving comfort, and thus they miss critical opportunities to obtain new skills, obtain new information, understand customers better, relate to customers even better, because they can actually learn something from the customers. And additionally, a salesperson who lacks the desire to change or grow while also lacking the information needed about where or what to improve. And you can only get this information, right? What you should improve by feedback from others. Well, guess what's going to happen? They will not grow. And they will even go backwards with their knowledge. And they are first on the list to get fired. And they are then surprised. Well, guess what? Maybe it's you, right? So allow me to repeat these five ways a fixed mindset limits you in sales. It leads you to low self-esteem and depression. It actually creates an inability to cope with change. That is, you know, world is changing on a daily basis. Then it leads to complacency and mediocrity. And you're going to stay average, right? Sorry, not nice to say it. Then next point is decreased self-awareness. Not really knowing what's happening. And then simply not possessing, not understanding yourself, right? What feedback can lead them to grow, and then any criticism. It's, of course, just showing that, you know, the self-awareness is close to zero. And last point is stagnation, not going anywhere with their career, with their life. And, of course, it's everybody else's fault, including kids, spouses, world, whoever it is, right? So allow me to summarize this. Research suggests that the implications of a fixed mindset are increasingly negative, and the limitations one imposes upon themselves by rejecting the notion that there is ability to grow and learn are great. So the limitations are within you. So embracing a growth mindset seems to be the best way to ensure continual progression and development in sales and in life. So please subscribe to this podcast, because in the upcoming podcast, I will talk more about difference between fixed and growth mindset. And I'll check a previous podcast. Actually, a few weeks ago, I had an interesting podcast with good feedback on what are the pitfalls of a fixed mindset for salespeople? And please allow me to ask you, how fixed mindset can limit you in sales? What did you observe throughout your sales career? Reach out to me via LinkedIn or here on Sales is Easy podcast channel, and I'll be more than happy to feature answers in the upcoming podcasts. Saying that, thank you for listening, and I hope this was an interesting topic and that you will subscribe to actually follow along and learn more about this. And I can only encourage you, work on your growth mindset. It pays back big time. Saying that, thank you for listening. This is Ale Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast, and happy selling.
Hey guys, it's Miriam Love here, and I want to share something very special with you. Check out my new release, All In, the Spanish remixes, out now on Electric House Records. And always remember, be love, share love, all love.
Available now wherever you listen to music.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today.
Electric Acid.